Tim McGraw, Long Island's home for country, my country, 96.1. And felt good on my lips, Fathead and Candy, we're not stopping the music. Now, we got Reba on the way and some great stuff lined up for you. Billy Currington, Blake Shelton, Carrie, all before 9 o'clock. Right now with us on the My Country Hotline, the owner of Richard Petty Motorsports, Andrew Murstein. We thank you for joining us, Andrew.
Thank you. Great to be here today.
Well, you know, we appreciate it. We know you're doing limited interviews, and it's so great to have you here. First of all, a little bit about the station. We are brand new, less than 2 months old, first country station in the Long Island, New York area in a decade, and you know they're huge NASCAR fans, so we totally appreciate you coming on here with us.
My pleasure. I actually grew up on Long Island, and I think this is much needed, so congratulations.
Where are you from, sir?
I grew up on Roslyn, Long Island, so I went to high school out there, and my parents still live out there in Old Westbury.
Oh, very good. Now, to the business at hand, you are now the majority owner of Richard Petty Motorsports. First of all, let's start with that. How did that come about? How did you decide to buy that? Where did that come from?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll try to make it a little short. My family has a long automotive history. We started by buying taxi medallions back in 1937. My grandfather drove a cab. In 1937, the city of New York sold medallions for $10 each and never issued any new ones for 70 years. Today, they actually sell for $900,000 each. It's been quite a return through the years. So we've always kind of been in the automobile history, in the industry, and we went public about 15 years ago, and one of the projects we started talking about was sports franchises, how they've gone up so much over time. So we started looking and investing in many different industries, many different leagues, the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, but NASCAR stuck out. It's by far and away the most profitable of all the sports, surprisingly to me, and just a great investment.
Now, the big thing you guys are talking about, which, I mean, cross your fingers, we can all dream, is that you're looking to try to bring a track to New York, maybe right off Long Island, maybe Brooklyn. Tell us how that's going. What are the real possibilities of that?
Sure. You know, this team that we bought, Richard Petty, Richard's a legend, and we really want this to be the fans' team. The fans indirectly could own part of this team if they buy our stock, which is traded under the symbol TAXI on the NASDAQ, and because that's the entity that owns Richard Petty Motorsports. And when news broke on this, I got many emails from fans all across the country with different ideas, and one of them happened to be, why not put a track in Long Island or in New York City? So I welcome those emails. I'm new to this sport. I don't pretend to know more than I do, and a lot of NASCAR fans and a lot of your listeners know the sport better than I, so I'm trying to be a good new owner and listen to the voices of the people. So there's been, to my surprise, a lot of people out there saying we could really use a track in this area, and it was really surprising to me how many fans are from this area. You think of the sport as being regional and not from the Northeast, but that's not really true. There's a lot of either closet or open NASCAR fans in this area. So several of them emailed me and said, you should really look at a track. And I started looking at locations. I looked at Aqueduct, and I looked at other locations around the city. And I think it holds a lot of promise.
Yeah, I mean, it would be amazing. Now, nothing would say that you'd be guaranteed a Sprint Cup date or race, but that's something that, I mean, you could work towards. And just getting the track built is a huge goal in itself, right?
Definitely. You know, one of our board members at Medallion Financial is actually Mario Cuomo. And I started talking to him about this idea about a month ago. I guess you could say he's got some connections in politics these days. And he thought it was a great idea. And he said to me, why not Staten Island, for example? And I went through how it was turned down years ago. And he said, this is a different economic climate than it was when it got turned down. The city and the state need more jobs and more economic development. They should revisit it. So one of the things I'm going to try to do is whisper in the Francis ear when I see them next to look at Long Island or New York City and reconsider putting a track here.
Pretty amazing. Andrew Murstein with us. He is the owner of Richard Petty Motorsports and doing a great job. You know, I got to say, you remind me a lot of, and I don't know them, but the guys that bought the Tampa Bay Devil Rays in baseball. You know, they used to work at the stock exchange, you know, be Wall Street guys, and they too, when they bought the baseball team, you know, didn't know much about running a baseball team, but like you said earlier, they just kind of listened to the fans, and they built a pretty good team down there. You remind me a lot of those guys, Andrew.
Yeah, that's a guy who a friend of mine is friendly with, Stu Sternberg. And I remember sitting in the commissioner of baseball's box for the World Series. Another one of our board members is Hank Aaron. And Hank invites me every year to the World Series when they give out the Hank Aaron Award. So I was sitting with the commissioner and Hank, which was a thrill a couple of years ago, and I asked him what advice he would have for new owners. And what he said is, listen, he said, you know, every owner comes in thinking they know more than the prior owner, and that's where the mistakes are made. Sit back, listen to what people say about the sport, about the team, and that's my best advice. And I think he was right.
I love that. Now, before we let you go, a little bit about your racing team. I know one of your guys, I believe, is tied for third in the point standings right now, and you're trying to really build something great here. You want to delve into that a little bit?
Sure. You know, we really have turned this team around. They were not in great shape a year ago. When we got the call, they really needed a lifeline, and to me it would have been just a travesty if one of the greatest names, not only in NASCAR, but all sports, exited the business. So Richard called me and said he needed help, that his prior owner, George Gillette, had some financial issues and the team might go under, and we jumped at the opportunity, invested a lot of money. The team's in great shape now, and the drivers have a lot of promise. A.J. Allmendinger, you know, I look at stock charts for a living and try to make good investments, and I always look at patterns. How are companies doing? Are they getting better or worse over the last several years? AJ's just got a terrific track record. I mean, every year for the last 3 years, his numbers have been getting better and better. And it's really no surprise to me. I know some people are surprised, but to be third in the point standings now, I think, is just a great accomplishment for him and the team. And Marcus has a lot of potential also. He's known primarily as a road course driver, so I know he'll do great when those races come about, but he really showed improvement in the second race. The first race, he got caught up in that crash, which wasn't his fault, but the second race, he bounced right back, which is a nice thing to see.
Andrew Murstein, the head of Richard Petty Motorsports, before we let you go, anything we didn't touch on, anything you want to get out there to the Long Island fans?
Well, I'd say my door is always open. My email is amurstein@medallion.com, M-E-D-A-L-L-I-O-N. Medallion Financial is our company. I'm really looking forward to hearing from the fans and your listeners, ideas they have, whether it's about the sport or about Richard Petty Motorsports. So call us or email us anytime.
Good man, Richard Petty Motorsports owner Andrew Murstein. We thank you for your time.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.